Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's a little after 9 a.m. Spanish time on the 24th of September, and it's day 24 of the Pilgrim Chris Camino, and it's a sunny morning, which makes a huge difference from yesterday, because yesterday was awful. Driving winds and driving rain, everybody was soaked to the skin, no matter what waterproofs we wore. It was still very wet, and I was very despondent yesterday. Where am I? I'm in Monte de Gozo, 4 kilometres outside of Santiago. I stayed in an albergue here. I stumbled into it, to be honest. I was feeling very miserable yesterday, very wet, feeling very sorry for myself, wishing I was at home, and lots of feelings, really. Feelings about, I'm coming towards the end of this pilgrimage, this Camino. The weather was conspiring against me. I had no money. I had time to kill, as it were, and I just wanted to get home. But I stumbled into this albergue, and it was €5, and the hospitalero there and the people there just changed everything. My thoughts within 10 minutes were from misery and dejection and self-pity into elation, really. Because I walked in, I had a shower, and people were eating, and they invited me to join them. And there was wine and spirits and food and hospitality. And I stayed up till midnight with a lot of people, and it was fantastic. Just what I needed at the end of the day. And I didn't expect that at all, because, like I say, I was running out of funds, and I was thinking of having to put my tent up in the driving rain, and that didn't help. But to find a place just to come in, it's a huge place, really. At its peak, it could sleep hundreds, because there's like bunks and bunkers of rooms, and it's hard to explain, but there's a lot of space here. It's very basic, but there's a bar and a cafe that I'm sitting in now, recording this boo. And from a very sad day mentally to a great evening, it's certainly, I needed that. I needed that sort of pick up, really. So now I'm going to walk into Santiago. It isn't the end of my journey, because I'm going to carry on to Finisterre, which will take 3 days. I have the time, so I'm going to do that. But today I'm going to go into Santiago, get my credential, go to Mass, and then walk on. And then come back to Santiago on Thursday. It's been a fantastic experience so far. And if it wasn't for the people last night, If I hadn't have had the experience I had last night, I would have woken up in a totally different mood today. And as it is, I'm in a good mood. Yesterday was the worst day for me. I didn't feel good at all. But that's partly to do with the fact, like I say, it was the rain and the wind, and the fact that it was approaching Santiago. And I'm not elated to be close to Santiago. It's not. Santiago was never sort of a goal. It was just sort of an end point of this journey. I didn't really have a goal, an aim. I just wanted to walk, and I've enjoyed the walk. In fact, I've enjoyed it so much that it's made me ahead of schedule. And it's a funny thing. Once you start walking, it's hard to stop, and a lot of people here feel the same way. People are walking till 1 or 2 o'clock and then carrying on. So a lot of people are arriving earlier than anticipated. And I think that's part of it. I think you just get into the flow. Anyway, I'm going to leave it for now, because I do want to get into Santiago. It takes a little bit of time to get things sorted once I'm there. I need to print off my return flight ticket. I need to get my credential, so there'll be a queue for that. That's the sort of official stamp and seal to say that I've walked the Camino. It's not a requirement, but it's something I'd like to collect. And then try to get to Mass for 12 o'clock and enjoy that. So I'll probably boo again later on today. I might record the Mass if I can get in there. Excuse me. So for now, thanks for listening. And it's Pilgrim Chris on the Pilgrim Chris Camino. And as always, if applicable, God bless you all.